Some of your favorite chain stores and restaurants across the country may seem a little emptier than usual this Friday. A nationwide economic blackout on February 28th has been going viral on social media, and it has thousands, if not millions, of people across the country pledging to abstain from purchasing anything from national chain stores, and in some cases, not purchasing anything at all. I spoke to several Connecticut residents who are planning to participate in the blackout, and their reasons for doing so come from dissatisfaction with the economy and the country's corporate structure.
You know, not getting gas, not shopping, you know, at certain places. A lot of these places that I go to get my everyday items are doing terrible things.
For where I'm feeling right now, the frustration of rising prices, inflation, big corporate greed and all these things, it just feels like it's finally an opportunity where I can actually give my point in a way that really isn't that hard to do.
Ashley, a social worker and mom, says that even using your credit card should be avoided.
Essentially, do not use your credit card anywhere, and you should be taking out cash. Using your credit card, then you're still giving money to big corporations.
Bill, a teacher in Fairfield County, has a big event planned for this Friday, but he's not going to let that stop him from making his voice heard.
I have plans to go to a concert in Long Island on Friday night, which obviously means that, you know, I need to fill my car with gas. I need to buy a ticket. Once I get to where I'm going, I'd like to be able to go out to eat. And so, like, I had to really kind of think about this. So, like, I put gas in my car actually this morning, and I know that it'll last me through the weekend. When I get to where I'm going and need to, like, go out to eat and things, I spent a little time, like, kind of researching some, like, local mom-pop, like, family-owned small business restaurants and bars in the area.
Bill feels that small acts like this can help empower people who disagree with the direction our country is going.
I think that sometimes we forget that our money has power, and I think that a lot of us are feeling like we're just one person. What are we supposed to do? And so, like, this feels like the only way where I have a little bit of power.
While the point of the economic blackout may be to not spend money, most of the people I spoke to acknowledge that the focus should be on major corporations, not local business.
What I don't want to happen is for these small businesses to kind of get lost in the fold.
If there is a small vendor or something going on that day, I would definitely still raise those voices and support that.
Of course, one day of low sales won't be enough to affect the sort of change that participants in the blackout are looking for. But for the Connecticut residents I spoke with, the point isn't to create immediate change, but to begin a conversation.
One day is a great start, but it's certainly not enough. Yes, it does require people to get uncomfortable, and I think that's the biggest piece of it.
Things don't just change in one day. I think you know that those little things that make a difference, as long as we're doing them consistently, can really make a big impact.
You know, this makes people think. You know, you and I having a conversation about this, a colleague and I having a conversation about this, my wife and I having a conversation about this. I think as long as we're respectfully giving our opinions, these conversations are great.
For the Voice of Connecticut, WICC, I'm John Kamal.